This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. President Obama has a message for Congress. Pass the climate change bill.
I'm the first one to acknowledge that the United States over the last several years has not been where we need to be. We're not going to get there all in one fell swoop, but I'm very proud of the progress that's being made, and I think that the energy bill that's being debated in the House is an example of that progress.
Today, the House of Representatives took the first step and approved a bill to limit greenhouse gases. The vote was 219 to 212. The measure would put a price on carbon emissions. NPR's David Wellna joins us now from Capitol Hill. And David, this was the end of a week-long push by House Democrats and the White House to round up these votes. How did it all turn out, and why the rush?
Well, Melissa, as expected, this turned out to be quite a squeaker, passing by just a 7-vote margin. And significantly, 44 of the 212 votes against it were from Democrats, while just 8 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote for the bill. Now, part of the rush, of course, was to use the desire of lawmakers to get back to their home states to help push this very difficult vote through. But there's also the fact that the G8 foreign ministers are meeting right now in Italy, and the Obama administration wanted this vote to show that it's serious about taking the lead on curbing global warming. Also, there's a big healthcare overhaul bearing down on Congress now. So House Democratic leaders wanted to sort of clear the decks and get this climate change bill done before the July 4th recess.
And this was a biggie, something like 1,200 pages. Can you give us the condensed version of what's in it?
Well, it's actually 1,500 pages
long, okay,
after a big manager's amendment was added. The bill's centerpiece is what's known as a cap and trade program. It sets limits or caps on the amount of greenhouse gases, mainly carbon dioxide, that industry and power utilities can emit. And then it allows them to trade those permits to pollute, which gives those industries a big incentive to cut back on their emissions. It has a target of reducing overall emissions by 17% a decade from now and by more than 80% in 4 decades. The bill also requires that within a decade, 20% of electricity be generated using renewable resources. And it also mandates new energy efficiency standards, all with the idea of reducing energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. In the end, it's about trying to reduce global warming and also making the U.S. more energy independent with clean energy, which Democrats promise will also create millions of jobs.
And David, we mentioned this was a slog for House leaders, ending in this very close vote, 219 to 212. And it seems that lawmakers on both sides could find something to hate. You mentioned those Democrats voting against. What did they not like about this bill?
Well, there were some Democrats who felt the bill had been too watered down in the effort to pick up more support. And they thought its targets for reducing greenhouse gases were too modest. And they were especially critical of concessions made to farm state lawmakers that put the Ag Department, rather than the Environmental Protection Agency, in charge of keeping track of rural emissions, such as methane from burping and flatulating livestock. And then there were Democrats from farm states and coal-producing states who feared this vote could cost them dearly at the polls next year, since despite the changes made to the bill, many in their districts felt that it would hit their states harder than the rest of the country.
And if the Republicans weren't worried about those burping livestock, what were they concerned about?
Well, Republicans denounced this bill as a job-killer bill that amounts to a big tax hike. They said industries and utilities would pass along the cost of pollution permits to consumers, and they warned that the bill would cost American households around $3,000 a year. But Democrats countered that claim by pointing to a new study done by the Congressional Budget Office that puts that cost below $200 a year.
Well, climate change now goes to the Senate. What's likely to happen there?
Well, even though it did make it through the House, it still has to be dealt with the Senate. And that's likely to be an even tougher slog. And if Congress fails to pass climate change legislation, the EPA has a court-ordered mandate to do it on its own. And Democrats are hoping that if nothing else, that will get Congress to enact this.
Okay. And here's David Wellna on Capitol Hill. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Melissa.